SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Pentagon chief is touting
the first sinking of an enemy ship by a torpedo since World War II. Like in that war, back when we were still the War Department, we are fighting to win.
Secretary of War Hegseth says a torpedo fired by a U.S. submarine sank the Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean last night. And Sri Lanka's Navy says it has recovered 87 bodies at the scene of the sinking. President Trump says it's obvious the U.S. military has the upper hand in the showdown with Iran.
The president said the ongoing combat operations have been very successful in eliminating Iran's forces and systems.
They have no Navy. It's been knocked out. They have no Air Force. It's been knocked out. They have no air detection. That's been knocked out. Their radar has been knocked out.
He also disputed claims that Israel forced the U.S. to take action. The president said, if anything, he might have forced Israel's hand because he believed Iran was going to attack. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The conflict is sending oil prices higher. That's already being felt at the gas pump. Andulski filling up in Jackson, Mississippi.
I think a lot of times people can think, oh, it's not going to affect me. It's halfway, it's all the way, you know, around the world. But, I mean, there's a definite trickle-down effect, a domino effect. It's going to affect everything in our lives for, you know, we don't know how long.
AAA's national average for regular up 9 cents a gallon from yesterday. James Tallarico is the winner of the closely watched Democrat Senate primary in Texas, defeating Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. For the Republicans, it will be a May runoff between incumbent Senator John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton. On Wall Street, stocks have been trading higher. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all in positive territory. This is SRN News. Indiana protects foster care providers.
New legislation signed by Republican Governor Mike Braun bars the state government from refusing to do business with faith-based adoption and foster care agencies. Indiana lawmakers produced the bill as they watch more liberal states block Christian ministries from placing kids because those ministries do not embrace the LGBT agenda. The new law also protects Christian parents from discrimination within the system. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans what is most important for a good life, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. The poll finds 97% of respondents believe you have to have shelter to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down the list is faith. Just 60% of the respondents say that being free to practice their religion is very or somewhat important. This is SRN News. If you enjoy live concerts, you know just how pricey the tickets can be.
A Justice Department lawyer has told a New York jury at the start of an antitrust trial that the concert ticket industry is broken because Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation Entertainment, have monopolized the market, driving up prices for consumers. Attorney David Dahlquist said in his opening statement Tuesday that the U.S. government and 39 states are counting on the federal jury in Manhattan to correct a wrong that would reward artists and consumers with money lost to the lack of competition. Attorney David Marriott argued on behalf of Ticketmaster and Live Nation. He said the government's wrong and the ticket industry is more competitive than ever. Keith Peters, Washington.
New Mexico prosecutors are presenting never-before-seen video depositions of Meta executives. This at a trial focusing on the impact of the conglomerate's platforms on kids. More details, SRNNews.com.